long? You said
sheep.
Okay. How do you call sheep in to get them from the pasture?
I don't know anything about sheep. I've never been around sheep.
What about chickens?
Chick.
Okay. If you want to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you say, I want to do what to the horses? If you're fixing to go riding?
Put the harness on them.
Okay, when you're driving a horse, what do you hold in your hand?
The reins.
Right. You ever heard them called lines?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And what do you put your feet in when you're riding horseback?
Stirrups.
Right. And you have two horses, but the horse on the left is called what? You have a horse on the right and a horse on the left, and you call the one?
I don't know.
You ever heard it called the lead horse?
Yeah, but I thought that was two horses. That's when you ride more than two.
So if you had more than two, then the one up in front would be the lead horse,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, if something's not right at hand, but you say it's just a little...
Okay.
Little blank over. Little
bit over.
Okay. If you've been traveling and you hadn't finished going where you want to go, you might say that you had a blank way to go before dark. So you were still traveling, you still were wanting
to go. A little bit farther to go.
Okay. If something is real common and you don't look for it, and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say that you can find that just about...
Anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay, say that you were skating and you were on the ice and you fell this way. You fell this way. How would you say that? Instead
fell
of fall?
Backwards.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then if you fail this way?
Forward.
Yeah. And if you go fishing and somebody comes back and they say, did you catch any fish and you didn't catch any, what would you say? No?
No, I didn't catch any fish.
Yeah. These are real dumb, aren't they?
Dumbest? It makes me...
Sick, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's sick. You can't even... They're so simple, you can't even think of them.
Alright. Say that a schoolboy has gotten in trouble and he doesn't think he's done anything wrong and he talks about the teachers and he's saying, why is she blaming me? I blank wrong.
I wasn't wrong.
Okay. All right. So someone apologizes for, somebody breaks your rake and they're going to apologize to you for breaking it. And you say, that's all right, I didn't like it.
I didn't like it anyway.
All right. A crying child might say, he was eating candy and didn't give me...
Didn't give me a piece. Again, didn't give me any.
Okay. All right. We're going to move on to something different. Okay, we're going to say, now that you had this little boy and he's spoiled rotten, you know, when he grows up, you might say, he'll have his trouble... Blank. He'll have his trouble.
Well, I don't know what you'd say, that he just have trouble.
Someday or anyway.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Apt is not. Have you ever heard apt is not?
Uh-huh.
Okay, say that you're raising cotton or peanuts and you have a good yield. You say, we raised a big...
crop.
All right. If you got rid of all the brush and the trees on the land, you'd say that you had done what?
You'd cleaned it up.
Fine. All right. What do you call the old dry dead grass that's left over on the ground in the spring?
Fodder.
Okay. Fine. You ever heard it called aftermath or clover grass or second cutting? Have you heard them call that? Okay. All right. When you've got a, I don't know much about wheat, but I assume that when you've got a wheat crop and you tie them up, have you ever heard them call anything that when they tie them up?
To bundles, all
that. You ever heard it called? Yeah, that's right. Sheep.
We don't grow wheat down
here. I know. I don't know anything about it. Okay, if you